From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Thousands of civilians have been fleeing the Kurdish-majority city of Hasaka since the Syrian airstrike started on Thursday. Rami Abdel Rahman, who heads the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, told the media more than 20 people were killed by both the airstrikes and fighting on the ground between Kurdish militiamen and government forces. He said that the city's hospital was also in urgent need of doctors to treat the casualties. The airstrikes mark the first time since the start of Syria's civil war in 2011 that Syrian government warplanes targeted a majority Kurdish enclave. Afghan officials and insurgent sources say Taliban forces launched overnight and pre-dawn assaults in two districts in the east and northern Afghanistan, capturing one of them. Critics say that recent security gains by Afghan forces across the country have been overshadowed by the Taliban's recent battlefield victories. The Taliban's steady advances in the poppy-growing province, which borders Pakistan, have become despite increased American airstrikes in the area. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden and Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko called Friday for a resolution in the conflict with pro-Russian separatists in eastern Ukraine. A White House statement said Biden and Poroshenko spoke by telephone and expressed deep concern over the recent surge in fighting in eastern Ukraine. Biden and Poroshenko also reiterated the need for a political and diplomatic resolution of the conflict through full implementation of the Minsk Agreement by all parties. This is VOA News. Myanmar's State Councilor Aung San Suu Kyi has met with Chinese President Xi Jinping to discuss the future of relations between the two countries. Aung San Suu Kyi's visit to Beijing is her first major diplomatic mission since her National League for Democracy Party won a historic landslide election last year that brought an end to 5 decades of military rule. Zika concerns in the United States has prompted the U.S. Centers for Disease Control to extend its advisory in Miami, Florida, warning pregnant women to avoid the South Beach area, which has been identified as an infection zone. Florida Governor Rick Scott.
We are requesting additional support from the CDC. We've already begun increased spraying. We'll do everything we can to help pregnant women all across our state. We have a safe state, and we're going to keep it that way.
Florida's Department of Health said there are 35 cases of likely local transmission in the state, including the two new cases that were identified this week outside of the Wynwood neighborhood, where the first local transmission of the Zika virus in the United States was detected. Secretary of State John Kerry is due to arrive in Kenya Monday to discuss terrorism in neighboring countries before traveling on to Nigeria and Saudi Arabia. Kerry will spend Wednesday and Thursday in Saudi Arabia meeting with national leaders from the Gulf region, as well as his British counterparts and the UN envoy to Yemen to discuss the war in the neighboring country. The UN's Children's Fund warns the recruitment of child soldiers in South Sudan is on the rise. Lisa Schlein reports from the UN in Geneva.
UNICEF reports more than 650 children have been recruited as soldiers by all armed groups in South Sudan so far this year. And UNICEF spokesman Christo Bouyarak says it is feared many more children will be forced to fight because of renewed conflict in the capital, Juba, and other parts of the country.
When children are seized by armed groups or forces, they suffer immense physical and psychological long-term damage. And we fear that a further spike in child recruitment could be imminent.
An estimated 16,000 children have been recruited as soldiers since war between the government and rebel groups broke out in December 2013. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
For the third straight Summer Olympics, Jamaican sprinting star Usain Bolt has won 3 gold medals after his 4x100-meter team eased victory late Friday in Rio. Bolt, who also holds world records in the 100 and 200-meter sprints, won both of those events in Rio, as he did in the two previous summer games. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington. For more news, join us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.